When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 22nd edition. Hope everybody had a good Monday, fun night. If you played the Castillo-Marco Gonzalez combo we talked about on the show, you did pretty good, so that's good to hear. And the bats were as a low-scoring night, kind of the nights we like to do, especially for cash games. So everything worked out pretty well. 11-game slates on your Tuesday night. It's pretty nice because it's just a regular, normal 11-game slate, same on both sides, nothing crazy really going on. It's what we strive for on this. You can check me out on Twitter at BDentrick. If you have any questions, hit me up over there, BDentrick on the Twitter. If you want to get into free fantasy sports DJ and Slack chat, let me know. We'll get you sliding in there. Also, if you want to watch this video daily, go to the Rotoballer YouTube channel and join rotoballer.com premium package. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off over there. But let's just get straight into it. 11 games on a Tuesday. Your totals on this slate, Yankees, Blue Jays are not on this slate. Let me go to the right ones. Rays, Mets, total of 8. Orioles, Red Sox, 10.5. Cardinals, Royals, 9. Astros, Mariners, 8.5. Angels, Padres, 9. Rangers, D-backs, 9.5. Angels, Dodgers, 9. Rockies, Giants, 8. So some really good totals and some interesting pitching matchups as well on this slate. So it'll be a fun one to jump into in that regard. We looking at the DraftKings side of things, only one pitcher. No, wait, no pitchers over $10,000. We have four in the 9K range. There's two we're targeting here. Zach Davies is an interesting, good floor, cashed game type play. You know, he got hit around by the Dodgers last time, but we'll notch that up to the Dodgers. Prior to that, was absolutely outstanding. Four straight games of 23 or more points. He's basically had 18 or more points in six straight games. He has 18 or more points, in fact, I think seven straight games in 8 of 9. So the floor is very, very strong facing an Angels team that you can definitely look to target at times. They strike out to almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But, you know, 252 average isn't bad, 186 ISO, 339 WOBA. They're decent versus right-handed pitching. You have Jared Walsh, who's just crushing baseballs, another grand slam last night. So that makes it a little trickier. But in cash game plays, you can go to Davies. He can be a pivot off of the next guy who's going to be very popular. But I'm all in on it. I'll be different with my bats tonight. Give me Framber Valdez at 9,700. He bounced back. We stayed true to our man. He bounced back 35 points his last time out against Texas. He struggled at the Dodgers, struggled at the Angels. But prior to that, was great. He's faced Texas once this year, seven innings. Or he's facing Seattle. He's faced Seattle once this year, six innings, four hits, one run, five Ks for 20.7 points, 20 or more points in six starts this season, which is pretty darn good for Mr. Framber Valdez. And he faces a Seattle Mariners team that is striking out 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching, 189 average, 145 ISO, 274 WOBA. So to say they struggle versus left-handed pitching may be an understatement. They're just not good. It just comes down to if Framber is controlling and not wild at on the mound, he should be in line for a very, very strong outing tonight against the Seattle Mariners. So last night we were all over Marco Gonzalez. He was beautiful. Wish he got the complete game shutout, but they didn't let him go 9. You got Framber Valdez tonight. Should give us 6 or 7 strong innings with lots of strikeouts versus Seattle Mariners. So let's get some Framber Valdez at 97. I mentioned Davies as a pivot. Blake Snell's interesting at 95. I'm not in on him yet because it's still, you know, he only went 73 pitches last time in 5 1/3, went 103 the time before, 92 the time before. So what's it going to be, Reyes? What's it going to be? He should have gone well over 73. It's not like he's getting shelled. He had one run in 5 1/3. So it's tough to go behind him in a tournament. If they unleash him to get him ready for the postseason, this could be huge. Facing the Mets, you know you can take advantage of the Mets a lot because just ask Jacob deGrom, who threw 7 innings last night with 14 strikeouts and took the loss. That's impressive stuff there, Mets. So you got the Mets who face lefty tonight and striking about 21% of the time, 253 average, 332 wOBA. So they're not horrible versus left-handed pitching. It's just a matter of what Blake Snell do we get? What duration of the game do we get from Blake Snell? And that's a question I just can't get behind. So Framber Valdez is the guy for me up top, and that's where I will be planting my flag. Now I'll be skipping quite a few. Drew Smyly at $7,600 versus Colorado. You go the Road Rockies, you can look to target them. They actually hit the ball very well off of Mr. Cueto last night. That was not ideal. But you got to, you can go back to that with Smyly tonight against Colorado on the road, striking out almost 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 280 average. Let's do lefties on the road. Let's make this a little more fun here for Colorado. Let's get that Coors effect out of things here. So on the road, the Rockies strike out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching, 237 average, 137 ISO, 292 wOBA. That's a little more like it, folks. They definitely a different team on the road versus left-handed pitching. Arenado shut down for the season, so you don't have to worry about his right-handed bat in the lineup, given you really didn't have to worry about it much all season, unfortunately. But Drew Smyly could be in play for you. It's just a matter of how deep does he go. Can he make it five innings? That's the question. The velo's up. The strikeouts will definitely be there with Drew Smyly. Just get five. He's definitely not a FanDuel play because I don't know if he's going to get you at least a quality start. But on DK at 76, he could strike out 8-plus in five innings. That'd be tremendous. So don't hate him at 76. The other punt that's just automatic, I'm going to do a lot of Framber Valdez and Brady Singer lineups. Brady Singer at $6,900 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals' offense is dreadful. Got shut down last night. Singer's coming off of back-to-back gyms. He went six innings against Detroit, eight innings against Cleveland. Zero runs in each. He's only got combined three hits in those two starts, and he struck out eight in each starts. Back-to-back 30-plus point performances. He started out the season strong, had about four hiccups in a row, but now he's the last two starts have been absolutely outstanding. And he gets a Royal team who did get Jorge Soler back, so that's very, very – or no, he gets a Cardinals team because, yes, the Royals did get Jorge Soler back. We'll talk about him in the outfield at his price tag. But Singer facing a St. Louis team, its offense just really hasn't got it going. Like Matt Carpenter went deep last night. They're striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 234 average and a 305 wOBA with a 131 ISO, so no power, low average, decent amount of strikeouts. Brady Singer at 69. I'm going to take the bait. I am not paying 96 for him on FanDuel. That's crazy when you got Framber Valdez at 10K. That's where you go on FanDuel. Just go that direction, young man. But on DraftKings as your SP2 with Framber, absolutely love it at $6,900. The other guy I'll mention is Keegan Aiken against Boston. Boston does have some pop. Chavis is cheap. Dalbec's affordable. But Aiken's got a lot of strikeouts. You know, he struck out 9 versus Atlanta, struck out 8 versus the Yankees in Baltimore, the game at New York, he struggled a little bit there. But strikeout stuff is very, very good, even 6 strikeouts against the Jays. So in 3 of his last 4 starts, he has 18 or more points. He had 31 points his last time out. So in a GPP punt, like say you want to get all the bats, you can go Singer and Aiken. I don't hate it at all. Or if you want to go Aiken and Framber, two lefties with big strikeout upside, I can see that as an option as well. No one's going to want to really play Aiken, at least I don't think they will, against Boston in Boston. It's risky because we saw what happens in New York. He let it go, but he dominated New York the time before that. Boston strikes it over 23% of the time versus lefties. You can take advantage of this if you want. Aiken at 63 makes for a good GPP punt. I prefer Brady Singer as the top punt, but both are definitely in play this evening if you want to go that direction. Brubaker made it for us last night. We'll see if Singer and Aiken can do it tonight. So pitching-wise, Framber Valdez is my man up top. Davies and Snell could be pivots. Davies, just does he have the ceiling? Probably not, more of a floor guy. Blake Snell, what are they going to do with him? That's the question. So Valdez is my dude here. There's going to be a lot of what are they going to do questions the rest of the season, by the way, just because postseason, keeping guys rested for the playoffs, stuff like that. Drew Smyly at 76 is some value, but you got Singer at 69 and then Aiken at 63, where I'd like to go as well. So Framber Valdez and Singer is my top 1-2. You can go Valdez and Aiken as well. Or you can go Singer and Aiken and get really weird. So that's kind of where I'm going to be looking to go on the mound this evening. If you want the DraftKings picks article at RotoBaller, today is Tuesday, so I'll be writing that one. It's free over there, so go check that out. At least get you started on things. Listen to the podcast, get the full player pool. Go over there, get an idea. Then come to the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat and build your lineups. All the fun stuff there. Catcher's position for you tonight. Salvi Perez swinging a very hot stick because the lefty Gomber tonight. At 4,700, if you're paying up for catcher, you could definitely look at Salvi. Double-digit production in 6 of his last 9 games. Just pricey. Don't always pay up for catching, but a good spot there versus Gomber if you are paying up for the position. Otherwise, business as usual at the position. Save some cash. Slide on down the list. go to the likes of Jacob Stallings at home tonight. You could look at him and his matchup versus Jose Quintana. Given Quintana opens, then Alzolay comes in. But Stallings at 27, he's worth the look in his matchup. And then other than that, just check your lineups to see what pops up. There will be guys, some value like Victor Caratini, switch hitting versus Brault at 23. He could come into play as a punch for you and maybe a couple others. Maybe Elias Diaz gets the start for the Rockies again. He started last night with a lefty on the bump tonight. Maybe he gets to start again. Rockies are funny. They, you know, righty on the mound last night. Let's play Diaz. They'll probably play Walters tonight with a lefty. That's just Bud Black in a nutshell. Great managing he does over there. First base position, Freddie Freeman at 54 versus Jose Urania. Really want to get in on some of this Braves action. I Braves and Marlins both are very live in this game. It's a good game stack to take a look at when you're looking at the Bravos facing Urania. Lefties 400, righties 295. Lefties have always hit Urania very well. Freddie Freeman's having one of the best seasons on the face of the planet. So give me Freddie Freeman at 5,400 tonight. Big fan of that. If you want to save some cash, you could look at Matt Olson in a GPP. Sure. Give me Freddie Freeman in that matchup. Eric Hosmer's 5K, which is insane. The Padres are in a great spot versus Grayson Canning. I can't pay 5K for Eric Hosmer. I just can't do it. Give me Freeman up top or Jared Walsh, 47 versus Davies. Price tag is finally coming up. He had a grand slam yesterday. It sucks his price tag's come up. It's well earned. He's still in play tonight versus Davies. Just a lot harder to swallow at that price point. The Twins versus Skubal is very interesting. Skubal's pitched well this year. No hate on Skubal, but you're going to get some Twins value tonight. So you can definitely look to attack him if you so choose. The Twins, where did you go? There they are. Lefties 154, but righties are hitting 368 off Tariq Skubal this season. So you could look at them. Miguel Sano, tons of power in a GPP at 45. GPP only, though, because it's kind of boomer bust, obviously, with Miggy. But could be an interesting play there versus Skubal. Farther down the list, Bobby Dalbec, mentioned him earlier, 38 versus Aiken. Lots of power. If you're not using Aiken, that's a decent GPP play with Bobby D. In his matchup, Nate Lowe went deep yesterday. Seth Lugo, love Seth Lugo, but if you are playing Rays, you can go to Lowe. The Baltimore Orioles are very much in play tonight. The reason is Nick Pivetta is taking the bump for the Boston Red Sox. Yes, Nick, but that Nick Pivetta, the old Philly, Nick Pivetta. So, Ryan Mountcastle, first base outfield eligible at 37. Check, please. Garrett Cooper at 36. I'll keep playing him while he's cheap. But the punt I like, if you're going to go save cash, especially in cash, because there's Heimer Candelario at 32. Not a bad value. But the guy I like is $3,200 is Christian Walker, or $3,300 is Christian Walker of the Arizona Diamondbacks, hitting safely in five straight games. He's hit safely in eight of his last nine. He's at $3,300, hits righties just fine. He gets Jordan Lyles tonight, who everyone can take advantage of because he's just not good at baseball. So Christian Walker at 33, I like that quite a bit. The Rockies have a 4.8 team total. Lefties 368, righties 295 off of Lyles. Walker brings some very nice value to the first base position if you need to save some cash. Second base now, Ozzie Albies at 53, mentioned lefties versus Urania. You could do that. It stinks. He's hitting fifth yesterday, which is nice, moving up in the order a little bit. So that production could help quite a bit. But then it's like Ty France, if you're freighting Framber Valdez at 45, is interesting in a GPP. Gavin Lux at 43 is interesting in a GPP. Not running to play that because he's super inconsistent. And you got to respect Frankie Montas a little bit, but Frankie Montas hasn't been that good either. But if you're not paying for Ozzie Albies, you come on down to Donovan Solano at 39 versus Freeland. I like that quite a bit. Joey Wendell, I mentioned him yesterday, swinging it well, played just fine, double, stolen base, got you 13 more DK points. He's a double-digit machine right now. He's getting on base pretty much every game. He's $3,800 for Seth Lugo. I like that quite a bit with Joey Wendell at $3,800 in his matchup. And then after that, it's kind of Wilmer Flores at 34. He's in a slump, but we know Wilmer can hit lefties well. $3,400, you can look there. David Boat, second base, third base at 32. Chris Bryant left with a back injury yesterday, so Boat should be in the lineup at 32, so he'll bring you some value in his matchup. Nick Solak at 32 versus Caleb Smith is a nice value as well. Solak put up 22 points last night, 22 and 13 in his last two. He's hit safely in 3 of 4 and in 5 of 7. So Nick Solak at $3,200 is someone you can take a peek at for some value as well. Third base position, you got scroll to the top. You have Machado, who's always intriguing at 57. You got Rendon at 56. Both very strong plays, but not must plays. If you're playing Red Sox and you're taking the value, don't forget Rafael Devers at 54. because he can hit lefties just fine, but he's not a must play. Just don't forget him if you're making that Red Sox stack. You can save some cash. Brian Anderson's 47 versus Bryce Wilson. I love the Marlins tonight versus Bryce Wilson. Something he can definitely pick on because Wilson is just really not that good. He's kind of making a spot start here for the Braves. And young, talented arm just hasn't shown it in the bigs yet, so I have no problem attacking him. Anderson at 47. Mentioned Cooper earlier, cheap. A couple other cheapies coming up there for the Marlins. Some other values to take a peek at, though. Like Josh Donaldson, only 4,100 versus Skubal. We mentioned how righties are hitting 368 off Skubal. Good young arm. But Donaldson at that price point, that's some nice value at 41. I like that a lot. Mikel Franco, only 37 versus Austin Gomber, is very, very nice. If you're stacking Atlanta, Austin Riley's only 37. You can wrap it around, put him like he's hitting towards the bottom of the order, bring it back with Acuna and Freeman, make it more affordable. Brian Hayes at 36 is nice value as well. So a couple guys you can look at there. But if you just want to punt, and he's in the lineup, I don't know what he did to offend DraftKings. He's 2,500 on FanDuel. He's put up 5 points, 0, 12, 21, 14, 0, 0, 15. So he's been pretty good overall of late. He's $2,100. He's facing Frankie Montas. His name is Edwin Rios. I don't know why he did to lose the price, but he's down there. He's super cheap. If you want to take that plunge, go for it. Shortstop position now. You got Trevor Story and Smiley at 56. Sure, I'd rather Corey Seager at 55 or Xander Bogaerts at 54 or save cash at the position. Those would be my two guys up top, Seager and Bogaerts, if I'm spending up. Otherwise, you come down. I'd even save and go to Mondesi at 49 versus Gomber if you're stacking Kansas City. I'd look at that direction. Or Miguel Rojas at 45 is kind of the first guy that really checks the box. I mentioned Marlins versus Bryce Wilson. Rojas, 19 more points last night, stole a couple bags. He's getting on base pretty regularly, and he's running when he's on base. He's 45 in a really good matchup versus Bryce Wilson. So I don't hate that. The other guys look at Jorge Polanco is only 39. That's some good value. Nick Ahmed at 38. Prefer Polanco, but both decent savings on the position. The position's very top heavy, very, very top heavy, unless something stands out when lineups come out, because there's really not a lot else that stands out at this point in time. So keep an eye on that. You might have to pay up in the position, or at least in this 4K range, lower mid to lower 4K range tonight. Now to the outfield, where it will be absolutely loaded as usual. Yeah, Betts, Acuna at 6K is very strong. Another big night last night. So that's a good one to look at. Starling Marte, super expensive on DraftKings, very cheap and affordable on FanDuel. So remember that when you're poking and prodding there. I love what Merrifield and Cash at 52 versus Austin Gomber. Merrifield continues to put up like 8 points last night. Doesn't seem like much, but it's a good floor. 8, 10, 0, 8, 20, 13, 16, 19, 2, 17. Very strong floors with Whit Merrifield. 5,200 versus Gomber. Definitely get on board with that. Farther down you go, though, you know, the Braves are expensive. Adam Duvall's even $4,800. Preferred lefties versus Urania, but you could look at that. George Springer at 47 versus Newsom. Not a bad play. Tajay Newsom. Tajay Newsom. Not the strongest of a start so far this season. Cole Calhoun's 45 versus Lyles. I love that play versus Arizona. Swinging a hot stick, ride it while it's hot. He's hitting 361 over his last 10, averaging 16 points a game. 10, 17, 32, 7, 21, 37 over his last six. Been extremely good at 4,500. Other guys to take a look at in this situation. Kyle Tucker at 42, big fan of that price point with Houston. Tucker put up 8 points last night. He had an RBI double. Hopefully he's going to get it going here. A nice finish to the season would be huge for Kyle Tucker. Good matchup tonight to do that. So at 42, I can get on board. Austin Slater, if he cracks the Giants lineup at 4K, does hit lefties well. Dickerson's interesting at 4K. It's lefty-lefty, but keep an eye on that. I prefer Slater in this matchup, but both can be nice savings. Loving me some Byron Buxton at 38 tonight. He's been leading off a ton for Minnesota of late, facing Skubal. Buxton 5-5, 31, 16, 19, 5. So he's starting to show consistent production. He's hitting 271 with 12 homers. I think he's got like one stolen base. This is not the Byron Buxton we signed up for, but I'm here for it. He's $3,800. Good savings. I mentioned him, Donaldson, Polanco. Get some nice savings with the Twins tonight in their matchup. There's likely no Nelson Cruz. Maybe he shows up. If he does, you know, Cruz versus a lefty, you can get on board there. But maybe no Cruz, so you can get another affordable outfielder in that mix. Nick Markakis, 38. We talked about lefties versus Urania. He can give you some Atlanta savings at $3,800. Michael Brantley, 38 as well. I prefer Buxton out of those three, but all three can give you some nice savings. Corey Dickerson leading off versus Bryce Wilson at 37 is a very strong cash game floor type play. 5-5, 14, 24 is last four. Sets the table for a Marlins team that's hitting the ball pretty well right now. It should tonight versus Bryce Wilson. So Dickerson at 37, very good floor in his matchup. David Peralta, if you're stacking Arizona, if you're doing like a Christian Walker, Cole Calhoun, David Peralta is 36, very affordable, 33, 45, 36. That is three cheap price tags that allow you to get Framber Valdez, Brady Singer, and pay up other places. That does a lot of damage. They're super streaky and super tilting. Arizona lets us down a lot. I'm not going to say they don't, but it opens the door to a lot of things on the slate, and they usually go low-owned, so keep that in mind. A few other guys, because there's a lot of value, especially this time of year with a lot of young guys getting shots, but like Michael Chavis, first base outfield at 34 versus Aiken. He had a couple homers the other day. He could be worth a look. If you're stacking Tampa Bay, Randy Arozarena at 34. I like Lugo, so I'm not stacking them, but if you want to, they're there. So those are options for you. You got Matt Kemp in his matchup. Victor Reyes, 3,200 leading off for Detroit. Very good cash game play, just good punt value in general. Randy Dobnak making the start for Minnesota. Lots of contact. Victor Reyes at 32 is very much in play. I mentioned Nick Solak at 32 earlier in his matchup. If you aren't using Brady Singer, Dexter Fowler was brought back yesterday. He's 31. Dalton Varsho, he's a catcher outfield. I forgot to mention him at catcher. Very much in play if you're playing Arizona. He's 3,100 is good value at catcher or a stack piece as well. Told you there's a lot of value down here. Lots and lots of value. Pevin Smith, if you want to get really deep with Arizona, is 2,900. Not a must play, but good power in the minors. He's not playing every day, but like 8, 2, 12, 8, 7, 12 for 2,900 bucks. Those are some pretty solid, consistent 7 or more and 4 or 5 type stuff, which is good with some upsides. He showed some power in the minors, so keep him on your radar. A few others down here that I wanted to bring to light. There's many more I won't mention, like Matt Joyce hitting cleanup at 26. If you're going super deep with Miami, he could be in play. But I mentioned Mountcastle earlier. I mentioned Nick Pavetta's on the bump. You know, like Jose Iglesias at short. You can go full into Baltimore if you want. But the two main guys I want, Ryan Mountcastle and our boy DJ Stewart's 2,600 tonight in a phenomenal matchup versus Nicky P. So DJ Stewart at 26, I like that one quite a bit. Dylan Carlson's cheap. Daz Cameron's cheap. Jorge Soler activated from the IL yesterday. Austin Gomber on the mound tonight. Jorge Soler, folks, he's 3K on FanDuel. $2,500 on DraftKings. $2,500. Put up 9 points last night, 1 for 3 with a double and a homer. So crazy savings there. Soler, 25. I mentioned Rios at 21. I love Soler much more than Rios. But there's a lot of savings. Like if we knew Blake Snell was going strong, you could do a Snell Gomber or a Snell Valdez real easy tonight. But this also allows you to go Valdez, Singer, or whatever, get a couple value plays, and get some big bats as well. Lots of ways to go on the slate. I highly recommend checking the lineups out. Obviously, listen to this show, which you've done if you're this far. And then come join us in the Slack chat where we'll help you answer your questions and build your lineups there. I highly recommend it. It's free. Just hit me up. Give me your email. We'll pop you in there. I'm in and out throughout the day. Usually in there more often than not. When the real job's not occupying me, I'm usually in there helping everybody out. Recapping your pitching, Framber Valdez is my dude at 97. That's my high-priced arm. Davies a pivot, Snell a pivot. We just don't know what Snell's going to do distance-wise. Zach Davies more of a floor, not a ceiling-type guy. Smiley at 76 is okay. I prefer Singer and then Aiken if I'm punting. So, like I said, if I'm making one lineup, it's Valdez and Singer for me. You could go Valdez and Aiken. You could go Singer and Aiken and get all the bats. But with the bats value we mentioned, you might not have to. So lots of ways to go there. If you're stacking it up on this 11-game slate, Miami versus Bryce Wilson is very strong. We mentioned value there with Matt Joyce. I usually don't play him much. It's only if you're going super deep and you really need it. There's other value I like more than Matt Joyce, but he's there. He's in the middle of the order. You can't hate it. That's what we look for value in good spots in the lineup. He's there. But Dickerson at 37 is great. Cooper, very, very strong. You can mix and match some other guys there. So this is another one of those nights you can do two or three-man stacks, do a couple of those with some one-offs. Doesn't feel like a full-on, like, five-man stack type situation. But Miami's in play. Kansas City versus Gomber. I respect Gomber. He's got really good stuff. But when you can get, like, a Salvi's 47, Merrifield's 52, with then slide in a Soler at 25, gets me kind of giddy. Really gets me kind of giddy. That's a three-man stack that I'm a big fan of. You can throw in Mondesi if you want, or you can just keep it simple with those three and move on. I like that quite a bit. I love Arizona versus Jordan Lyles. I mentioned the Calhoun, Peralta, Walker side of things. Varsho's in play. You got some value with Pavin Smith if you need to go there. But like, if I had just two guys even, Calhoun, Walker, I like that quite a bit. So that's in play for you. You could go Texas against Caleb Smith. They're way more inconsistent and tilting. Not that Arizona isn't, but they are. Atlanta versus Urania is huge. And this is why finding those little value plays are great, because now you can afford Freddie Freeman. You can afford Ronald Acuna. You can afford these things. against Urania, and that is huge. So big fan of that. Detroit's value versus Dobnak, Minnesota versus Skubal. So many ways to go. San Diego versus Canning's in play. But there's those values I mentioned out the gate in the stack, so you can really, really narrow things down and make a really strong lineup tonight. So that'll do it, folks. Again, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join the Slack chat. Go check out rotoballer.com. All the good stuff. But most importantly, if you guys can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a lot. Doing this for free for like the fifth year now, sixth year. I can't even remember anymore. If you can throw a rating and review out there, it really, really helped me out a ton. But good luck today. 11-game slate. A few more days left in the week. Let's cash again like we did last night. Good luck. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.